shiksa, live with a bach or b'kechovim, and there was no kanoi there to kill the person. What's going to be here to punishment? So Morris says, Iyan she Rav Lagamre, Rav forgot his learning. Rav forgot what type of a punishment he would receive. So what happened was, Akurayu l'Rav Kana b'chomei. Rav Kana, the one that asked this question, was zeicha to have a dream that night. In his dream, he dreamt the pasuk that says, he dreamt the pasuk in Malachi that says, Bogdeho Yehuda v'soyavo nesesu b'Yisrael of Yushlayim ki chilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher ohev, that Yehuda did a terrible chet, he went against the kedushas of Hashem, u'boal abas el necher, he lived with a shiksa, he lived with the daughter of abas abas kechavim, that's what he did. That's the pasuk that he dreamt. That's all. So also the next day, Rav Kana woke up in the morning and he went to Rav. Omalei hochi akrayin. This is the dream that I had last night. So when Rav heard this, he said, Adachra Rav l'gemarei. Now Rav remembered his learning. Now Rav remembers what type of a punishment the Baal Aramis should really receive. So what? How did Rav remember? Rav dashed the pasuk like this. The pasuk says, "Bogdeho Yehuda minzu avodas kechavim," that they worship the avodah zarah. V'chein the pasuk says, "Bogaratem bi beis Yisrael niyum Hashem," that Klai Yisrael rebelled against me. That means they worship the avodah zarah. V'soyevo nasaso bi Yisrael v'yishlayim. What does that mean? What toeva? What disgusting thing was being done then? So mishkav zacha, that they were doing the avodah of mishkav zacha. To chayin rem, another pasuk says, "V'yezocho letishkav mishka ve'isha." Tuevi says lashon of tuevi. He says also the pasuk means the Navi was saying Klai Yisrael was being over the chet of mishkav zocha. Ki chilo Yehuda kodesh Hashem. What does that mean? Ze zayna. They were living with zaynus. To chayin rem, another pasuk says, "Lo yeh kodesh." There should not be a kodesh. There should not be a zaynus in Klai Yisrael. Then what's the end of the pasuk? Boil bas el necher. They were living with the daughter of an avodah zarah. Zehabo alakusis. A Jew was living with a shiksa. Oksiv basra. Here the pasuk says at the end, what was the punishment? It says Yachreis Hashem Lisha Shayasenu Erev Yoyna. Yeah, should be Mielai. Hola Yaakov Omagish Mincha Hashem Tzavakis. What does that mean? Here it's saying what the punishment will be. Punishment is, Im Talmud Chacham, if the person is a Talmud Chacham, Lo Yiyeh Lo Er B'Chachamim. We won't have any children that will be Chachamim. V'Yoyne B'Talmidim. And his own Talmidim will not learn from him anymore. They will not receive him, accept him anymore. Im Koyinu, if the person is a Koyin, Lo Yiyeh Lo Ben Magish Minchal Hashem Tzvokos. He will not have a true Kahanim, children, that they should be able to do the Avodah. Some will happen to his children. So that's the punishment. The person that lives with a shiksa, something either, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he'll lose his Chachma, his Talmidim will not respect him anymore, and if he's a Kayin, his children will not be Zeicha to do the Avodah anymore. That's if there's no Kanoi in Poikimbo. But this, our Mishnah says, if there is somebody there, he has the right to kill him. Omer Rebbe Chiya Barahua, Kol Habu Ala Kusis, whoever lives with a shiksa, with a Kusis, Kilo mischatin bi avodas kechavim. It's like you're marrying an avodah zarah. You're getting married to the avodah zarah. That for sure will addict you to be worshipping the avodah zarah if you marry her. She's also, her father worships avodah zarah, so by marrying her you'll be addicted to it. The third pasuk says, Uboal bas el necher. You're living with the bas of an avodah zarah. The question is, v'chi bas yeshla li el necher? Does the avodah zarah, does the idol himself have a daughter? What do you mean you're living with her daughter, with his daughter? Elazir abolakusis. It means if you live with a bas, it's like you're living with the idol itself. You'll for surely become addicted to the avodah zarah. The Yom Rebbe Chiya Bar Avua, Kosev, it says, Al gigoloso shir yayokim. On the head of yayokim, it's written like this. Zois v'yoydacheris. This Rashi Yayakim, he was a melech, but he was a Rasha. He'll receive Zayis, this type of a punishment, v'yoydacheris, and another punishment also. Now what does that mean? Samara says like this, the story is like this. Zikeinu ad Rabbi Preda. Rabbi Preda's grandfather. Ashkachahu gugulusa. He found a skull in the street. Tevishadyo b'sharu Yishalayim. He found a skull in the streets of Yishalayim. On top of the skull it was written, Zeis. So that was Yoyakim's head. What he did was, at the time he didn't realize it, Kavru, he found the head there, so he buried it. For Hoda Novuk, the head again jumped up. The head came out of its kever. So Kavru, he buried him again. For Hoda Novuk, the head jumped up a second time. He jumped up out of the kever. Omar, now the Zikna understood, and he said, I understand now, Hai Gugulusa Sher Yoyakim. This is the head of Yoyakim. The Sib, it says by him, Kvures Chamor Yikover, he'll be buried like a donkey. Sohu Vahashlech Miholo Lishar Yishlaim, he'll be thrown around until he gets to the streets of Yishlaim. So he realized he can't bury him. So what did he do? Omar, he said to himself, listen, Malku, he was a Jewish king. Not nice to be Mavazim, I can't leave his head lying in the streets. So Shatli picked up the head, Korche Bishiroi, wrapped it around with nice silk. The Oisvei the Sifto, he put it into his closet. He put it into his chest, his amwa. He put it into his amwa. Asoidvei Suah, his wife came home that day and checked his amwa, checked out the closets. Chazise, she saw a head there. She saw a head in his amwa. Novkos, she ran out of the house. Omrulu Lishivise, she went to talk to her neighbors. Like, she got so scared of what's going on here, she told it over to her neighbors. Omrulu, so the neighbors said back to you, know what this is probably? Hi, the Isisos Kamayasi. Most probably this is the head of your husband's first wife. And Deloy Komanchilo, he can't forget her. So therefore he's keeping a head in the closet. That's what this head is. That's what the neighbors told the wife. One lady tells another lady, most probably it's your husband's first wife. So what she do? She grew still a tanura. She went to oven fast and she burnt up the oven to 500 degrees. The kolsei, and she took the skull and threw it into the oven and burnt it. So what happened was, Kiyosu, when the husband came home, Omri said, oh, now we understand Shan the Pasuk. Hainu the Sith, that's what the Pasuk said, the Eloi was written on top of his skull, Zois v'yardacheres. One punishment is, your head will be rolling around the streets. V'yardacheres, your head will be burnt up in an oven. These are the two things that happens to the head of Yoyakim. Kiyosu, Rav Dimi came, Omri, he said like this, Beis Dino Shol Chashmonoi, the Bezn of Chashmonoi, after the Nes of Chanukah, the Chashmonoi made Xeris, that Gozru, they made Xeris like this, Habu Alakusis, if you live with a Shiksa, with the Bas of a Goy, Chayiv Olei, Midrabonin, Yechayiv Mishum Nashgav, Yechayiv Mishum Nido, Mishum Ashifcha, Mishum Goyo, and Mishum Eshesish. They were Goyz, if you live with her, it's as if you're over the Yisra Eshesish. Even though by a shiksa there's no issa reshishish, there's no issa nida midiraisa, there's no din shivcha midiraisa, they make zeret that if you live with a shiksa, it's like you're over all these five avers. Kiyosi Rav, when Ravin came, Omar Mishum Nashgaz, only Nashgaz nida, but not Mishum Eshesish. He held on a shiksa, they have no kedushin, they don't stay married to their own husband, they're hefka themselves, so there's no issa reshishish, even with Rabbonin with a shiksa. So now, Nida, Shivcha, Goya, Zoyna. Those four they made. But Abba Mishum Ishus, Leslo. He holds if you live with a Shiksa, you're not over the Issa of Eshesish, because they don't stay married, they don't stay with their own husband. Vidach, what's the first man the Yom hold? No. Nishayu, Vadalim, Iskarayu. He holds no, even by the Goyim. Their own wife, they don't let go Hefka. So even though there's no Halach of Kedushin, Midiraisa, she's not an Eshesish, but our koponim, she's not like Hefka. So therefore, midrabbanan they made, if you live with a shiksa, like you're living with an issa reshishish. But they wanted to make this issa very chomer, that the Jews should stay away from the shiksa, from the bas oivik chavim. So they put upon all these issurim as if you're living with a nida, with a shivcha, with a goya, with a zoyna, and with an eshishish. Right. Omer Rav Chizda. Habor limloich ein morinloich. If a person sees somebody living with a kusis, that the Mishnah says the klal is kanoyim poikimboy. But if you have doubts whether you should kill the person or not, and you want to ask your Rebbe, should I kill him or not? Nothing doing. The Rebbe says no. You can't ask such questions. It has to be inside your blood that right now you're red hot. You can't stand the way the person's doing the Avera, you go and kill him without asking. Itmanami, we learned also like this. Itmanami, Omer Ravin Bar Bachona, Omer Rav Yechnan. Habo Limlach, if somebody comes to ask the question, hey, Marinla, then we don't tell him to do it. For Loyer, not only this, Elishim Pirish, Zimri, for Hargo, Pinchas, Neregolov. If Zimri would have stopped doing this nus, we'll soon see the Gemara mamish crazy. He had 425 times he lived with it that day. But when Pinchas came to Zimri, Zimri was inside. He was in the middle of having nus. That's why Pinchas was able to kill her. But if Zimri would have been smart, he would have been perished, go out of her, then Pinchas has no right to kill him. If Pinchas would have killed him then, Pinchas would have been chayiv misa. Now, Nepach Zimri v'horgoi lePinchas, let's say Zimri would have turned around and killed Pinchas before he killed him, a nergalov, Zimri would have not been killed for that. Why? Sherei reidev hoya. Pinchas is a reidev. You're taking your chances. If you're kanoim paikim boy, you should know you're a reidev. You're running after kill him. If he'll kill you first, he'll be potter from Isa. Pasa says, Vayomer Moshe el Shofet Yisrael, Holach shiftoi shel Shimon etzel Zimri. So here the case was Moshe said the Christ was doing chatoim. We have to stop them now. They were worshipping Baal Por. So Moshe gave the tzivu, kill out all the people that are worshipping Baal Por. So Holach shiftoi shel Shimon. The Shevet of Shimon went etzel Zimri. That was their Nasi ben Salua. Omerloi, hein donen din in the fashas. Moshe gave a psak now that we have to kill out people that are worshipping Baal Por. The Atu Yeshiva Shoisik and Yostan being quiet, like, what do you hold about this? Ma also, what did he do? He didn't care about this, Zimri. Omad, he got up, the kibbet, he gathered together, Chov Dalid, Elef Yisrael, 24,000 Jews. Volach Eitzel Kozvi, went to his Zoyna Kozvi. Omalo, Hishmili, like, let me live with you. Omalo, she said, Bas Melachani, I'm the daughter of a king. V'chein Tzivuli Ab, my father gave me commandment, Le'tishmel Le'godlo Shabem. If you want to have znus with the Jew, only with the top one, only with the leader. Omalo, so he said back to listen, Afu Nasi Shevetu, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's a Nasi of his Shevet. And I'm a Nasi of my Shevet, so I'm like Moshe. V'lo Yoid, Elishu God of Imenu, I'm even greater than Moshe. Shushen Levet, he's the second one. I'm the second one to my father, the second son. V'ushlishi is the third son, Lebetin. So Tovsa Biblurius, Zimri grabbed Kosu with a hair, V'yavidu'ayt to Moshe, and he brought it to Moshe. Omaloi, Benamra Moshe Rabbeinu, Zu'asura Muteris, she's a bas goy, is she muta to me or not? V'yimtoi Masur, if you can tell me that she's also to me, bas Yisro mihitulacho, who gave you a right to marry Tzipora, she was also the daughter of Yisro. So Nisalmu Mimenu Alocha, at that time for some reason Moshe forgot the Alocha, he didn't know what to say. Is goyo kulum avech, everybody started to cry. Baron Dosid, that's the pasuk says, Vahima boichim pesach oyomoyed. Hoksiv, it says then, Vayar Pinchas ben Elozo, Ma ro, what did he see? Omar Rav, ro maise, he saw this action, Veniska loch, he remembered the lochom. Omar loy, achi yaba, abba, loikach lamarit, like, didn't Moshe Rabbeinu teach me? Barina tukham ha-sin, we came down from ha-sinai, that there's a klal ha-lochom Moshe Mishinai, ha-boyles ha-kusis, whoever lives with a-kusis, kanoyim poikim boy, you have a right to kill him. So Pinchas says, sure, it's awesome, we have a right to kill you. I had Moshe married Tzipora, that was before Matan Torah, everybody was a Ben Noach then. But after Matan Torah, she was Mizgai, he was mutter to her. But here, Zimri, to Kosbi, Kosbi is the boss of an Avodah Zarah, a boss of a guy, she's awesome. Omalai, so Moshe said to Pinchas, Kirayna Digrata, the one that reads the letter, Il Hevi Pavanki, he should be the Shliach, you go and kill him. Whenever there's a chil Hashem that burnt up in Pinchas, he had to go and stop this. That Pinchas saw the way the Malach came to the Am. This is the whole story, exactly how it happened. We'll learn about tomorrow. Again, yeah. You hold off pay base on the from the bottom. Again, the first, the big line says that again the plus of Yemei Moshe al Shevet Yisrael. That means Holach Shiftei Shel Shimon Etzel Zimri. That Shevet Shimon went to Zimri, then Salua. Omru Lehen, Hein Donen Din Nefashos. That Moshe just said, whoever worships Baal Por should be killed. V'yata Yosef Shoisek, you're standing here being quiet. So they aroused Zimri. Ma also, what did he do? Omad the kibbutz chov dalad elf Yisrael. He gathered together 24,000 Jews. Vihola chaitza kozvi. He went to the Zoyna Kozvi. Omalo, he said to her, Hashmili, like, let me live with you. Omar Allah, she said to him, no, Bas Melechani, I'm the daughter of a king. V'chein tzibuli Abba, my father commanded me like this, that lo tishmu elo legodlo shabhem, should only give yourself over to the greatest one, only to Moshe Rabbeinu, nobody less. Omar Allah, so Zimri said to her, Afu Nosi Shevetu, meant about himself, I'm also a Nosi. For lo yeh, not only that, Elishu Godim Imenu, I'm greater than Moshe. Shehu Sheni Lebetin. Shimon is the second one. Ruvain Shimon. Shimon, he from Shevet Shimon. He was born second. Vu Shlishi. Moshe is from Shevet Levi. He was born third. Shlosh Lebetin. Says, so I'm greater than Moshe. Is Tavsa, so Zimri grabbed his Kosvi, the Bluriosa, with a hair from a hair. Viavita waits to Moshe. At first, Zimri took her to Moshe. Omaloi, so he said to Moshe, Ben Amram, he didn't call him Derech Bizoyin, he spoke to him, Ben Amram just, Zu Asura Oymuteris, is this lady here, is Zimri, is she mutter to me, Kosvi, is she mutter to me or not? She's a bas of his coven. So what was his question? He just meant to say, V'yimtayim Asura, if you want to tell me that she's also to me, Bas Yisra Mihitulacho. That's why he was getting even on Moshe Rabbeinu. You married Sipora, she was Bas Yisroi, that was also a Bas of a guy. But Rashi brings down, but Moshe had a hetek, because at that time it was Koyde Matan Torah, they were all B'nai Noyach. But now after Matan Torah, there's no hetek. But I call upon him, Nis'al Menam Imenu Halacha. At that time, Moshe forgot the halacha. He did not know what to answer back to Zimri. Is Goya Kulam Bevechi? All the Jews started to cry at that time. Finally, that's what the pasuk says. Tehema Boichim Pesachoy Amoyit. Like everybody felt bad for Moshe Rabbeinu. Uchsiv, right away, the pasuk says, Vayar Pinchas Ben Eloza. That Pinchas Ben Eloza, he saw. Question is, Myro, what did he see? Omarav Raw Maisa, he saw this action, what's happening now, that Zimri is taking Kosvi and asking Moshe is in Mutter or not. For Nisker Alocha, and he remembered the Alocha, that Omaloi, he remembered the Alocha that Moshe Rabbeinu taught him. Achai Avi Abba, the brother of my grandfather, his grandfather was Aaron, so his brother was Moshe. He remembered what Moshe taught him by Har Sinai, that Loi came to Maratoni, didn't you teach me like this? When he came down from Har Sinai, that the klal is haboil es hakusis. If a Jew lives with a shiksa, lives with a bas, the halacha is kanoyim poikim boy. Even though she really that they do not really deserve misa, but there's such a new klal of kanoyim. If somebody is a kanoy Hashem, he can't stand it for oivay Hashem sinu ro. He can't take the rod that's being done. He has the right to wife to stop it by killing him. So Pinchas, like, remember this halacha, and he knows he's allowed to do it now. Is Omaloi, like Moshe Rabbeinu said to Pinchas, Kirainu Digrito, the one that read the letter, Iyul Hevi Pravanka, he should be the shliach, the one to do it. In other words, like Moshe Rollers gave permission to Pinchas. So somebody asked yesterday, good, before we learned that Kanoyim Poikenboy, if he asks a Shiloh, you're not allowed to tell him what to do. The Torah says here, Pinchas didn't ask. Pinchas just telling over what he remembers. Of course he was ready to do it himself. Just Moshe gave him a pat on the shoulder saying, it's okay, you can do it. But not that Pinchas had any doubts. Ushmul Amar Shmuel said, Ro, what did Pinchas see? Ro, he saw of the pasuk that says, Shein Chochma v'yein Tfuna v'yein Eitzu Neged Hashem. That's Komokim Sheyesh Chilul Hashem and Chokim Kavod the Rav. Whenever there's a question of a Chilul Hashem here Zimri is causing a tremendous Chilul Hashem, so he doesn't have to ask permission or to ask Halacha for Moshe. Bifnei Rabbi, he's allowed to paskin. So Pinchas went ahead to kill out Zimri even without asking Moshe Rabbeinu. You don't have to ask covered from your Rav. So Rashi says here. Rav Yitzchak Omer Rebelezer, this is over the name of Rebelezer, that Ro, what did Pinchas see at that time? He saw Shabo Malach Vehishchis Bom. He saw the Malach coming, started to destroy, make a Magefa in the Yam, so he knew they're doing something wrong, he wanted to stop it. So Pasuk says, Vayoko mitoich Eidah, that Pinchas got up from out of the Eidah, Mashmi was in the Sanhedrin, and he walked out of the Sanhedrin. Vayikach remach biyodah, and he took a spear in his hand. So Mikan, from here we dashin, Shein nichnos from the Kli Zayin lebeis HaMedrash. Mashmi says, Vayoko, he had to leave the Sanhedrin. He left the Beis HaMedrash, and then he took the spirit. Mashma, in the Beis HaMedrash, you do not bring a Kli Zayin. So the tool, the weapon, was outside. Now what did he do? Sholaf, Shinano, Venicho, Biyunkoloi. He took the top, the sharp part of the spear, he took that off the spirit. So he just walked in with the stick, as if he's using a cane to walk with. Venicho, he put the point of the spear that he put, Biyunkoloi, in his pocket, Rashi's Malbush, put it into his pocket. Now, Vahoyo Nishan,